Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Shin Tzadi Tes. We are up to Siv Tes. We are on the second line on page Reish Samach Zayin, and that is the page after 532. The Mechaber says in Siv Tes, "In bo shnei mumchin umadadu asatchum. If two experts came to measure the tchum, echad riba ve'echad miyet, one came out with a larger measurement, one came out with a smaller measurement, shomin lamarbe, we follow the tchum of the one that came out with the larger measurement. Ubavat shelo yarbe yoser mimidas alasona shel ir. As long as the amount that his measurement came out larger than the smaller person was not more than the diagonal of the city," and we'll explain what that means right now. Kate said, how so? Be'esh yarbe ze. At the time when this person's measurement came out larger, nomar, we're going to say, Shema harishon mikeren alachson shel ir modar halpayim. That maybe the first one who measured, that came out with the smaller measurement, measured the 2,000 amos from the corner of the city, from the diagonal of the city. Lefikach miet midaso, therefore his tchum came out smaller. If you measure the 2,000 amos from the corner on the diagonal, and then you make lines across from the actual walls of the city, from the wall of the city to the imaginary line connecting your two diagonals is going to be less than 2,000 amos. And this person that came out with the larger measurement measured 2,000 amos directly from across from the walls of the city. We don't assume the first person made a mistake that is larger than this. Now, to explain the Mechaber over here in Siv Tes, we're going to look at picture number 22. Picture number 22 shows us that if two mumchen come to measure, so we'll go with the larger measurement, but it can't be too much of a discrepancy. The amount of the discrepancy could be as follows, like you see in the picture. If you measure the 2,000 amos on a diagonal, going up to the left, and you make an imaginary line down, so then your tchum across from the city is not going to be 2,000 amos. As we've seen in the picture, you're going to be missing approximately 580 amos. Therefore, if the discrepancy between the two measurements is going to be that much, so then we'll go with the larger amount. Because if you measure across from the city, you get 2,000 amos out. If you measure on the diagonal, again, using the Pythagorean theorem that the diagonal is going to be a squared plus b squared is c squared, if you do the measurements, so you come out that by doing the measurement on the diagonal, 2,000 amos, then across from the city, it's going to be much less than 2,000 amos. So if the discrepancy, again, between the two measurements is going to be that amount, we'll go with a larger amount. If it's going to be a larger discrepancy, so then we'll see what we do in the Mishnah Berurah. So let's see Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan Lamedal, Shnei Mumchen. This whole din applies only if both people that are measuring are experts. Avalim ho'echad eino mumcha, but if one of them is not a mumcha, ein ho'chen achar of klal, we would not follow what he says at all. Sivkatan Lamedal, we go lamarbi, we go after the larger measurement, the tchumen the rabbanon, because the whole din of tchumen is the rabbanon, vaslinan lakula, and therefore we go lenient. Vamrinan the hasheni ta'a, and we say the second person who was more machmir, he made a mistake. Sivkatan lamidvav, mi karen alachson. We said as long as the difference is not going to be more than the karen alachson. Rotz lomer means to say, umidado balachson. Again, the first person measured it on a diagonal. Vichain modad mi karen shekinegda. So on both corners of the city, he measured the 2,000 amos on the diagonal. Vinimsen, it turns out, kishemotchin chut mi soft chum shemikaren zo, lo soft chum shemikaren zo. If you make that dotted line, the imaginary dotted line, between the end of your 2,000 amos that you measured from one diagonal to the 2,000 amos you measured from the other diagonal, yeah, bein chud zel lo ir harbe pachos me'alpayim, between that imaginary line dropping down is going to be much less than 2,000 amos going across from the city, as we see in picture number 22. Sivkotan lamizayin v'nimtza tzela hatarton beino. Tzela hatarto nikra shetach sheyesh merachut shen nimtach. This tzela hatarto, this bottom side, is called the area between the imaginary line dropped down, the karen alason zo ad karen alason shekinegdo ad ha'ir. So that imaginary line that's dropped down between the diagonals, so between that and the city, is going to be a lot less than 2,000 amos. The other person, we assume, measured across from the city straight without a diagonal. Therefore, we follow his measurements, because he measured the proper way. Sekatan lametes biyoser alze, but if it's more of a discrepancy, we will not go with the lenient shita. V'hainu, that means to say, she'ein lohokel leilech achar medidas ha'achron, we will not be lenient to go after the measuring of the later one, elo kishein ola medidaso yoser al medidas harishon, where his measurement is not greater than the measurement of the first one, rak le'era chamesh miosu shmonim amo. Only when it's approximately 580 amos of a difference, like we see in the diagram. Shezer hashir ola aideh ha'to'os, because that's the measurement that comes out through the mistake, Shemodad harishon ha'alpayim ba'alachson. Since the first person made a mistake and measured on a diagonal, so the discrepancy should be approximately 580. Kemavura Beis Yosef, Ayin Shem, like the Beis Yosef explains. V'im'ira shemuchulokim b'medida b'yosef mishirzeh, if it turns out the discrepancy of the two experts' measurements is more than that amount, mistabra she'ein holchan acha medida shnehem, then it's logical to say that we will not go after either one's measurements. V'tzorach limdod mechadosh ulevare hadover, you'd have to measure again to clarify what's going on. So if we can be mechavein and try to figure out that one measured on diagonal and one measured straight, so then we can go with the lenient shita because the person who did it on diagonal did it incorrectly and therefore his measurement was too small. But if they have a much larger discrepancy, we have no idea what they did, and then we have to start again and bring someone in to measure again. Says the mechaber Vayter Sif Yud, Osen hatchumen ketavlo mirubaas. When we make a tchum, we make it like a square box. Dahainu shemodet al pnei kol ore chayir lemizrach alpayim amalachutz. We measure on the length of the city to the east side 1,000 amos. V'chein letzafon, and so too in the north. This is like picture number 24. We go 2,000 to the east, 2,000 to the north. V'achakach roen ki'ilu haisa tavla murubas, and then we view it as if it is a tavla murubas, but keren lemaloso. Then we square it off, the two measurements, so we're going to see on each side is going to be 2,000 amos. V'nimtza tchum ba'keren alpayim v'alachsonan. And the measurement of the tchum on the corner by the diagonals is going to be much more than 2,000 amos, because again, the Pythagorean theorem is going to tell us that it's going to be 2,000 squared plus 2,000 squared. Then you take the square root. That will be the measurement of the diagonal. Shem alpayim u'shmona meos. Turns out, through that calculation, you will get the diagonal. The tchum on the diagonal will be 2,800 amos. Avalo yimdod me'emtza ha'keren alpayim ba'alachson. But you should not measure, like we discussed in the last sif, the 2,000 amos on the diagonal. V'chein ba'keren shekenegdo, and so too by the corner across from it. V'iten achut mizel azeh, and then make the imaginary line between those two points, she'im kein, because if you do that, mafsid ashmona miyosha bekeren, then you're losing out the 800 amos on each corner. V'gan lo yiat chum keneged ha'ir, ela ela v'arba meos v'esim ushmona. And then the tchum across in the city, instead of being 2,000 amos, will only be 1,428 amos. Says the Mishaburus of Katamem, bakeren lamalos, lamaloso, Dahainu sheyia ba'keren alpayim al alpayim meruba. We want it to be, by the corner, there's going to be a square of 2,000 amos by 2,000 amos, kemidas atchum, like the measurement of the tchum. Sivkotem im alf shem alpayim u'shmona meo, so on the diagonal will be 2,000 amos and 800. Hainu, im holeich ba'alachson, neged ha'keren, if you walk on the diagonal across from the corner, mutter leilich ad shirzeh, you'll be allowed to walk till that amount, mishum duchol amsa biribua. Because every amma in a square, amso trei chumshi balachsona. The way Chazal say this theorem over, instead of a squared plus b squared equals c squared, they say the measurement of the diagonal is going to be, for a square that's one amma by one amma, will be one amma and 2/5 on the diagonal, so you multiply whatever the side is times 1 2/5, and you get the diagonal. V'nimtza, and it turns out, meishir alpayim, that from a measurement of 2,000 amos on each side, nitosef od shmona meos, on the diagonal, you end up adding 800 amos approximately. V'chein yeishlo shir zeluchol keren v'keren, and you have that measurement in every corner going on the diagonal. Levad mashi yeishlo apayim ama neged rocha v'ir mikol tzadav. Besides the 2,000 amos that you have in all directions, like in picture 24, on all corners, you'll have 2,800 amos approximately. V'day, you should know, the orech ha'alpayim v'hazavios hu shayach l'kol ir v'ir b'shava. This measurement that we're saying And on every corner, you have going straight 2,000 amos. On the diagonal, you have another 800 amos. This is going on every single city equally. Bein gedoyla o ketana, does not matter how large or small the city is. After all, beyond the city, you're making a triangle that's basically 2,000 amos in one direction, 2,000 amos in the other direction, and the diagonal being approximately 2,800 amos. Omnam, however, rochav sheha payim talu lefi midas ha'ir, the width of the 2,000 amos is dependent on the measurements of the city. Shem hi gedola berachva, if it's a very wide city, misrachei v'atchum shekenegda, so the tchum across will be wider. V'im hi katzara, if it's more narrow, so atchum gam ken katzar berachva, the tchum will be more narrow. But either way, across from every wall of the city, you will always have 2,000 amos, and across in the diagonal, no matter what size the city is, you'll have 2,800 amos. The difference is just going to be how much area you have across from the city that's going to have those 2,000 amos. Sifkot membeis, we said if you do it incorrectly and you measure the diagonals, the 2,000 amos, instead of across from the city, and then you draw your line down, you only end up with a tchum across in the city of 1,428. With this calculation, mitosef aleihem ha'alason shalehem, if you would add on to them the diagonal, shehu al kol amma shnei chumshi amma, which again, like we just spoke out, for each amma would be an amma and 2/5, memela yu alpayim, that way you would end up with 2,000. Ki me'eloth the arba meos, from the 1,400, yitosef od chamesh meos v'shishim, you would add on an additional 560. Umina esem u'shmonef, from the other 28 amos, yitosef od le'erach shemesrei, you would add on approximately another 12 amos, sacha kolhu chamesh meos shivim u'shtayim, a total of what's going to come out to be 572. Hashlem usam al ha'ela the arba meos esem u'shmona, if you add on that 572 to the 1,428, imke and sacha kolhu alpayim, will end up with having 2,000. So you see that if you do the 2,000 amos on the diagonal, you are limiting the area of your tchum across in the city in a major way. And rather, if you do 2,000 amos across from each wall of the city, then you gain tremendously on each of the diagonals when you square the city. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sif Yud Aleph, Afilu Eved, Afilu Shivcha, Nemonim Lomar, Ad Kan Tchum Shabbos. Even a slave or a maidservant are believed to say, until here is a Tchum Shabbos, Aval Katan Lo, Be'odo Katan. But a Katan, while he's still a Katan, is not believed to say where the Tchum ends. Aval Nemon HaGadol Lomar, but a person who is now a Gadol is believed to say, Zohar Ani Sha'ad Kan Hayinu Boim B'Shabbos K'Shayisi Katan. That I remember that until here we were allowed to walk on Shabbos when I was a Katan. V'somchen Al Eduso, and then we can rely on the Edus. So while the person's a Katan, he's not Nemon, but when he's a Gadol, he's Nemon to say, until here we used to walk on Shabbos. Says the Mishaburus of Katan Mem Gimel, Ne'emanim lomar, the reason we believe the Evan and the Shivcha is the Tchumen derabbanon, because since Tchumen is only derabbanon, ulafikach ha'eminum, therefore we believe them. Sivkotem ben dalud, aval ne'eman ha'gadol lomar, va'akol mitam hanav, the reason we believe the Gadol to say what they were doing when he was a katan, again, is because Tchumen are derabbanon. Let's see two bir halachas over here. Number one, divar maskal ketavlo merubas, like a square tavla, the zokte be'alocha lav dafka merubas mamish ka'amar. It's lav dafka that it's actually square, shia urka kerachba, that the length is going to be equal to the width. The halif amim kesha'ir rochav elef amah, because sometimes when the city has a width of 1,000 amos, va'orech alpayim, and the length of the city is 2,000 amos, it's a rectangle. So then, nimtza ir im atchumen. Then if you measure the city with a tchum, it ends up being the orech sheishes alafim. Since the length of the city was 2,000, when you add 2,000 on each side for the tchum, you get a total in the lengthwise of 6,000 amos. And since the width of the city was only 1,000, when you add 2,000 on each side, the rochav is going to be chameshas alofim. So when we say it's going to be a square around the city, that's lav dafka. That's only if the city is square, then the tchum around it will be squared. If it's rectangular, then the tchum will obviously be rectangular. Elohodik ka'amar shia ketavu merubas, that which the Mechaber uses a language of square, Lafuki shalot hey ogol kadeshia niskar lazavios. All it really means to say is that you don't make it in a circular fashion, you make it in a more rectangular fashion. That way you gain the added tchum areas on the diagonals. One more bi'alocha, ad kan tchum Shabbos. We said the Eved and the Shivcha, I believe, they say until here is a tchum Shabbos. Ein rotzalomer shemidodum. It's not meaning to say that these people, the Eved and the Shivcha, actually did the measuring. Because really, we only rely on the measurements of a person who's an expert. Kanal b'sif zayin, like we saw earlier in sif zayin. Elo ratzaloma, rather, all the Mechaber means to say is, sheyodim shehayum muhzokum leilech ad kan. What they're testifying is about is that they know that this is where we used to walk. And then we could assume, if they're believed to say this is the area of the tchum, that the reason why they knew this and why they were doing this is because it was originally measured by experts. But we don't believe them to say that they were the experts that measured. We believe them to say where the tchum ends, and then we assume that was based on the measurement of the mumchim. And that concludes Simon Shin Tzadites, and Mitzvah Hashem, and the next year we'll begin Simon Tuf.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.